Espresso English Podcast, Episode 35, 10 Phrasal Verbs About Emotions. Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. You already know the typical words for emotions like happy, sad, and angry, but today you'll expand your vocabulary by learning 10 common phrasal verbs related to emotions and attitudes. Each one has an example sentence so you can see how it's used. Number 1. Cheer up. When you're feeling sad and then you start to feel happy again, you're starting to cheer up. This phrasal verb is often used to encourage other people to have a more positive attitude. For example, if your daughter is upset because she did badly in a swimming competition, you can say, "Cheer up, you'll do better next time." You can also do things to help cheer another person up. For example, imagine your brother is depressed because he broke up with his girlfriend. Then you could say, "I'm going to take my brother to a basketball game to help cheer him up." Cheer him up means make him happier, improve his mood. Number 2. Lash out at someone. When someone suddenly and unexpectedly speaks to you in an angry way or yells at you, they are lashing out at you. For example, if your best friend tends to get angry and impatient when her life is very busy, you could say, "My best friend always lashes out at people when she's under a lot of stress." Number 3. Crack up. To crack up is to suddenly start laughing. Another expression for this is burst out laughing. For example, if something funny happens during English class, you could say, "The whole class cracked up when the teacher spilled her coffee all over her desk." Number 4. Calm down. The phrasal verb calm down is used to describe the process of going from angry or agitated to more relaxed or calm. For example, if your boss is having a really bad day and he's screaming at everybody in the office, you could say, "I'm staying away from the boss until he calms down." Number 5. Choke up. When you feel such strong emotion that it's difficult for you to talk, this is called choking up. Imagine you are listening to a speech and the speaker is talking about his mother, who he loved very much and who died recently. He stops talking for a moment because of all the emotion. You could then say, "He choked up when he started to talk about the last Christmas he spent with his mother." Number 6. Let someone down. To let someone down is to disappoint that person. Imagine you forgot your wedding anniversary, and your wife is sad and disappointed that you didn't do anything to celebrate. Then you could say, "I'm really sorry. I know I let you down." Number 7. Grow on someone. When you don't like something at the first impression, but gradually you begin to like it more and more, that thing has grown on you. For example, imagine you don't like opera music the first time you hear it. However, over time, you begin to think, "It's not so bad." And then after a while, you think, "Hey, I actually like this music." You could say, "At first I didn't like opera, but then it grew on me." Number 8. Bottle up. To bottle up your emotions is to keep them inside and not express them. For example, imagine you have a friend who is going through many difficult situations, but he never talks about the problems, and he pretends that everything is okay. You could say, It's not healthy to bottle up your feelings like that. Number 9. Goof off or goof around. These phrasal verbs mean to act silly, not being serious. For example, if there are 3 students in your class who are always talking and laughing during the lesson, passing each other notes, watching videos on their cell phones, etc., and not listening to the teacher might say, "Pay attention and stop goofing off." And number 10, lighten up or loosen up. Both lighten up and loosen up mean to take things less seriously, not to be so rigid and humorless. When someone is too serious and they seem incapable of smiling, laughing, or being relaxed, you can say, "She really needs to lighten up." So there you have 10 phrasal verbs regarding emotions. Cheer up, lash out at someone, crack up, calm down, choke up, let someone down, grow on, bottle up, goof off or goof around, and lighten up or loosen up. If you want to be fluent in English, then you need to know phrasal verbs because we use them all the time in everyday spoken English. However, most traditional English textbooks don't teach you a lot of phrasal verbs. That's why I created the Phrasal Verbs in Conversation course. Inside this course, you'll learn 500 common phrasal verbs in the context of everyday conversations. By listening to and reading the dialogues, you'll understand how each phrasal verb is used in spoken English. And there are plenty of quizzes and exercises for you to practice using the phrasal verbs in your own English. Just visit espressoenglish.net, click on Courses, and look for the Phrasal Verbs in Conversation course, where you can get more information and take a free sample lesson. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.